Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the new Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Sorry we're running a little late today. We had some technical difficulties, but we are here with you now. So glad to see our callers in the queue and glad to be here with you. So I think what we'll do is first take some of our callers and then get into our discussion about geographical karma. We kind of touched on it last show, but really haven't made much of a dent in it. So hopefully we'll get to it today. If not, we'll continue on Friday. First caller in the queue is 678. Let's say hello to 678. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, hi. Is it morning where you are?
No, it's afternoon where I am.
It's afternoon, so good afternoon to you. We're separated by probably a few thousand miles and a few hours. What's your name?
My name is Sophia.
Oh, Sophia, hi, yeah. You emailed yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, Sophia. And what brings you to the show today?
I have recently went through quite a few lifestyle changes, a big move, only child going off to college, and some other things. So just wanting some insight or maybe guidance surrounding this.
Okay. Okay, where are you located exactly?
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, and what is your birth date?
November 25th, 1972.
1972, okay. So I write down a 9 and a 3, and that 1125 is a broken 9. You also have it in your 72. Let's see what everything adds up to, 19 and 9. 28, 10, 1. So your master number, Sophia, is 1. And it would have been the year 2000, there should have been a change for you. What happened in 2000?
Oh, God. I can't even remember back that far.
When did you have your child?
99.
So because you're born at the end of the year, 1125, actually, 1999 worked for her. Well, really, it would go into 2001, about 9 months prior. Yeah, that was close to you being 28. So maybe, you know, the welcoming of the new baby, that could have been it. Was there any move or anything around that time?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay, so probably that is what it is. And you're looking for some guidance in terms of what to do in this new phase of your life?
Yeah, I don't regret the move. It felt like it was time, but I'm kind of idling now. Does that make any sense? Like trying to get some guidance, you know, am I?
Sure. So do you work?
I do.
You have a job, and that is, are you staying in this? What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the international trade industry.
International trade industry. I mean, what's your personal function in that?
I work a lot with U.S. Customs Compliance.
Customs Compliance.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting.
Well, Sophia, you know, there are certain duties that we have in life that we have to ascribe to. One, of course, being a mother. You raise your child. The blessing, he's going off to college, but it sort of leaves that kind of empty nest feeling that the your child is actually growing up and getting out into the adult world. Your job is one that you've maintained, so there's nothing really outstandingly different about that. So the sense of idling right now is that what you're doing, Sophia, is you're adjusting to the changes. And that's normal. So there's no panic there, because really what you're saying is there's a big change going on in my world, in my life. And until I decide to what to do with the next stage of my existence, I have to be in kind of neutral form. So you're not rushing, you're not panicking, but at the same time, you're beginning to calculate and consider the next journey you're going to be on. Now, are you a single parent or are you married?
I am a single.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Because usually when you have a partner, there's a little bit more added to the stability of when a child leaves the home. I mean, it's hard enough as it is, but there's a little bit more stability added to it. Well, you're kind of in this zone now. So what you're faced with is, how does Sophia connect to the world in such a way that her life is enhanced? Because there's obviously there's changes going on around you. You don't regret the move, and the move probably will bring on something about your immediate future to where you'll say, gee, I know why I moved. I'm connecting. So on one level, it may not be important to you yet, but let's look at this in terms of the little pieces involved. You're going to be having a new social network. And I think that new social network, out of the group of people that you meet, is going to be maybe one, perhaps two, that will become what you would deem to be friends. So there's going to be a new friendship and a new social menu going on. It won't completely satisfy your inner being, but you'll say, you know, this helps a little bit. So there'll be a little bit of that. There's also going to be something in, I guess, the element of creativity within you. And so there's this small edge. Again, these are just pieces to a puzzle. But there's a small edge of creativity involved with you. Now, not in relation to yourself, but who in the family or in the family background was a painter? You know, like with the easel, painting pictures, even if it wasn't professional.
No one I can think of off the top of my head, but I'll note it.
No one that you can think of.
So anybody in the arts field at all? Nothing?
No.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you, in your whole world so far that you've been on the planet, have you ever yourself had to paint a picture for school, for a project? Did you ever hold a paintbrush and paint a picture?
Yes.
Can you explain that? Because that's what, I don't know why I'm going there yet. It may be a very tiny crumb, but can you tell me what it was you did?
Actually, it was just a few years ago. I just went to a social thing where they do the painting and wine thing with a group of friends. That was it.
So that's the social element that Neil was talking about.
So let's look at this,
Sophia,
for just a second.
That's right,
did
coming
you,
in.
Right. Did you enjoy it?
No, not exactly. I'm more of an introvert.
Yeah,
but
I know
where
you're
going. I think I know what you're. I think I know what you're touching on, but
what is
it's
that?
Not that type of creativity.
That might have triggered your thought. What is it you're thinking of?
I am. Like you said, little piece by little piece, I think I probably have more pieces together than I want to give myself credit for. Eventually shifting out of corporate America and doing my own thing. And that own thing would consist of some type of venture where I am either speaking or seminars or small, quick retreats, some form of building self-esteem and self-love for other women.
Perfect. Perfect. Because this involves the social energy. This involves the creative aspect of putting all your resources together as a woman, as a human being, and providing a service for somebody to where you can creatively express yourself. So it's more of a painting of words. It's a painting of ideas,
yes.
philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can take
That's
that.
Where you're going next. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully,
very exciting.
Sophia, hopefully that small amount of time that we have to offer today helps. The readings are short here, but,
It
sounds like you're on a good path, and I think it's a great aspiration.
Well, that is what
to
I've
do.
Been trying to attract in as far as meditating. And actually, it is almost like I can, sometimes you can lick your point finger and then just touch on it. It's like
yeah.
it's right there. Energetically, I can feel it. So to hear you and Neil confirm that's what you sense or that's what you see in my energy right now, this little bit of time is equivalent to as if you spoke to me an hour.
Yes, well, that's good. I'm glad. We're glad to hear it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I think it's great that she's doing energetic work like meditation around this, but also start to do some concrete steps toward
Correct.
Manifesting it.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to love it.
Thank you both.
You're welcome, Sophia. Thanks for calling. 562-596 is the number to call after the show, and callers waiting in the queue that have not pressed one, please do so. 718 area code, that would be you. If you would like to speak with us, please press one. And those of you who are just listening and haven't called in but might want to, 914-338-0164. Okay. And there's actually, 720 does not have his or her hand raised. So please raise your hand. We have a caller from 408. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ashley, and I'm from California.
Yes, I can see that. 408.
Yes.
Are you by the water, or are you more like in the South Bay?
I'm in the South Bay.
South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Ashley. And what brings you to the show?
Well, I was calling today because my topic is about relationships, and I was hoping that you guys could help me tune into get some clarity around this new relationship that I'm in. I'm feeling some uncertainty around it, and I would just love any guidance, as to how to navigate this new relationship.
Okay. All right. Ashley, what is your birth date, first of all?
Birthday is December 2nd, 1990.
December 2nd, 1990. Okay, and 24/6. And what is the birth date of the person you're involved with?
He is December 3rd, and he's exactly 8 years and 364 days older than me. So,
okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know his year.
How old is he right now? That'll make it easier.
He's
35, so he's going to be 36.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So we can just quickly subtract that. He was born in 1981. So,
okay,
12, 3, 81, 3, 4, 5, 6, no problem. 6, 16, and 9. So, he's a 25-7. 25-7, and together you two are a 4. And just real quick, Ashley, what's been going on with the relationship? How long have you been involved?
I would say almost 4 months. And
yes,
it's interesting.
I was going to say, and that you guys two are together are a 4. So interesting. I thought it was going to relate to that. So, okay, so a 4. Yes.
Yeah.
Go on. I'm sorry.
So, no, it's fine. So we've been dating for 4 months, and it's interesting because we have, there's this really amazing high, and then there's also, it's kind of like a little bit like a roller coaster where it's, really great, and then, it's not so great, and then it's, great. And it kind of throws me for a loop, and I want to know how to keep it more consistent and to stay in that, alignment.
Is he? Are you two wanting the same things in the relationship, or do you want different things, or have you discussed that? Are you just kind of, you know, going forward and not really, you know,
well,
making plans?
Well, he came in very clear. Like, I can sense, and he was very clear that he wants to kind of start a family and, like, have someone to, like, invest his whole life into and really, like, make the center of his life. And for me, I have a son, so I was like, whoa, pump the brakes. Whoa, we need to go a little bit slower. And so I feel like it's moved quicker than maybe I would have initially been like, it wouldn't, you know, maybe I wouldn't have wanted to go as quick, but I'm just wondering, like, if my fears are not valid, and I need, and just guidance really about it all, because I don't like that feeling of uncertainty.
Okay, Ashley, well, point number one, this is a past life connection. Point number two, of the two of you, whose parents were divorced?
Well, both of ours.
Yeah. See, what's happening in the flow of your relationship with this person is that you're going through the ebb and flow of having experienced stability and instability in relationship through the attitude of both your respective parents.
And I was going to ask, what about your relationship with the child, the person who's the father of the child? Were you divorced, or are you just broken up? Was there ever
a
marriage?
Yeah, we are not. We were never married, but
you were never married,
not.
But obviously not together. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see, what happens is we come into this world and we have all this karma baggage, and then that gets wrapped up into the way we're brought up, because it's all this complex karma. And so your parents were divorced, his parents were divorced, there's instability going on. The human being experiencing that kind of starts to figure out, you know, nothing's stable. You never can count on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go into this self-survival mode by saying, I need to know how to protect myself. Some people want to get more eager because they're insecure and they need that security. Others will say,
mm-hmm.
you know what, that's too fast for me. I don't trust things that well. I got to take it more
mm-hmm.
time. So it's that the both of you are sort of at odds, but in a common ground of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what ultimately will happen, Ashley, is that as you both mature, if this relationship develops and you both mature, you're going to say, you know what, we're getting older, we're getting wiser, and we're getting to understand how to flow more together as a unit, as a couple, considering that we're impacted by our individual experiences. So
mm-hmm.
right now, it's a matter of looking at the relationship in a very logical way, that promotes the idea of well-being for the both of you, that also provides a sense of, well, we're in this. We're working towards a relationship. Let's not define exactly where it's going to go, but let's make a commitment that we're both committed to it. You understand what I'm saying so far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do the both of you, a curious question only, do the both of you have pets? Do you have a pet? Does he have a pet?
He doesn't, but I do. I have two pets.
Two pets.
Oh, so you have the, so you're the one
She's
with
the
two.
Pet owner.
Because I thought,
yes.
saw two pets. I thought maybe they were split up. Okay, so what you need, this is not a serious thing. It's a matter
yeah.
of just looking at this person and saying, let's make a commitment that we're involved, that we're going to grow together. Let's make that first. And we'll set the ground rule that if you will, if I can permit this, that you'll both be monogamous, that there's this
right.
concern that you're going to take care of the relationship. And then from there, give it time to grow a little
right.
bit.
Right. You don't have to get married right away or, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, 4 months is very soon. So, but there's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. making that monogamous commitment. I think that's really important to help a relationship grow, you know.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, does that help?
Definitely.
Have we helped you there?
Yes. Yeah. I feel better. I just didn't want to, you know, waste any time on something that might just not be you know.
Are you having doubts about whether this person is someone? I mean, obviously, if you're not committed in 100% to a person in terms of like being married to them, and mm-hmm. fully into it, there may be doubts. Are you willing to explore? Are you still desiring to explore the relationship to see where your feelings go?
I am. I think that like the lows that I've experienced with him were when there was alcohol involved. And so there was an influence. Yeah.
Oh.
And so I just think that it's not an addiction of any sort of his, but there's definitely a personality switch, and it throws me off. Totally throws me
off. That's an important factor to be aware of and to consider when moving forward. I mean, you're saying he's drinking, and if you're drinking, you're saying it's not an addiction problem, so he's not like an alcoholic, but there's personality things that happens if he's drinking.
Yeah.
What happens exactly?
There's like an insecurity of sorts that comes over him, and I don't know, I can feel it, and there's like this, there's just it's not a happy person. It's just not really a happy person.
How frequently does he drink?
I think like during the week, at least like every weekend, every weekend for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your hands filled there. Here's what you have to consider, Ashley, and then we'll go on to our next caller. You have to consider in your life how maybe when you were more vulnerable, how men rushed you into things, how you were overwhelmed by a man's ego. Does that sound familiar?
That's absolutely on point. Yeah.
She says that absolutely makes sense to her.
Yeah. So, see, because that's the impact, probably a little bit with father, a little bit with the former, the father of your child. So your cautionary steps right now are probably in your best interest.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying it takes it day by day. A man who has a problem drinking and who shifts is a red flag right there.
It's a red flag.
But, I mean, even if you were listening to this, I'm also saying that it's time to explore this relationship. Yes, be cautious. Yes, he has to take care of things. As long as you're not being rushed into the part of Ashley that says, you know what, I'm finally going to give in. You know, I like men. I'm just going to let the man lead. Don't do that one. You have to stand your ground and realize that if this man's problem is very chronic and he can't change, this is not the time for you to repeat karma.
Right. Okay. Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate both of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ashley. Good luck. Keep in touch with us, too. And Ashley can follow us on Facebook. You're welcome. She can follow us on Facebook and join us here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, call the number today, 914-338-0164. We do ask our callers to press 1 so we know you want a reading. And we saw that 718 dropped. So you were next in line, 718. But you were disconnected. Are you having problems with your line?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Can't really talk because my voice is kind of going.
Yeah, you've got laryngitis.
Hmm?
It sounds like you have laryngitis.
What's that?
It's something that affects your voice. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
When you can't. I'm sorry?
My name is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. How do you spell that, Aaliyah?
2 A's, L-I-Y-A-H.
Aaliyah. Okay. And your birth date and location, please?
April 10th, and I live in New York, Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. April, what's the date again?
10th.
5th?
No, 10th.
Four, one, zero, and then what's your year? Just say the numbers.
10.
No, the year. The year.
Oh, 96.
96. Yeah, you didn't sound like you were born in 1910. even with the rough voice. 5, 15.
Thirty. April 10, 1996. April 10th, 1996. Is that what you told us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. 30 equals 3. Okay. So, what is your question, Aaliyah?
I got a family problem going on right now.
Okay.
And yesterday I went through it with my mom. So I wanted to know, like, should I stay here or should I just leave?
Are you living with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
You're living with your mother and you're having a conflict with her.
Mm-hmm.
What are your options as far as getting out?
Living with my father in the Bronx.
Living with your father. And you're 17 and 4. She's like 22?
21
years old. But she'll be 22 next year.
Aaliyah, are you currently in any kind of going to school in any way?
Yeah.
If you're having conflict with your mother, is your father very close to you? Is he a good parental figure?
He is, but he's like strict.
Strict? And what kind of problem happened with your mother, Aaliyah? What kind of problem?
Well, yesterday, we got into an argument because she felt like that I was doing something with bothering my little brother. But she took it way out of proportion. And she threw mop water on me.
She what?
She threw mop water on me.
She threw something on you? Mouth water? What?
Oh, mop water. Like pine soil?
Pine soil?
She threw it
on
you?
Yeah, like mop water.
Uh-huh. So when she gets angry, she loses control and she'll become a little bit abusive. Huh?
What?
She'll become abusive, but she say stuff like real bad. She'll get on the phone, talk about me, stuff like that.
That's abusive. That's abusive, though. I mean, and throwing, I mean, verbal abuse, that's emotional abuse. And throwing pine saw on you is physical abuse, and that's dangerous. It's a chemical. What's your mother's birth date?
August 17, 1975.
1975. Well, really sorry you're going through this, Aaliyah. I mean, it sounds like it's a volatile home environment. How often do these outbursts occur?
I've been going through this my whole life.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, are you working? You're going to school. Are you at a city college, community college?
No, I'm in high school. This is my last year.
Oh, you're finishing up high school.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. And what do you want to do? What's your plans?
I wanted to be a producer because I like producing.
Okay.
Like producer for TV or radio?
Like movies.
Movies.
I don't know if it's producing, but you know how people like got a good eye, so they tell you what to do, how to do it, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And, well, you know, if you're going to be living at home, and right now are you working, or do you need to be living with one of your parents, right, for financial reasons?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if I don't know, you know, there might be a way to have counseling or something with mother to where there's a little, maybe mother doesn't feel like she's totally in charge. Or is your mother single?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she might be overwhelmed with life, and she doesn't know how to cope with stress. And when things doesn't go her way, she loses control. So there's parts of that your mother can maybe improve on that will provide a more stable environment for the two of you. But you would need some kind of person to help guide the two of you into a healthier situation. You know, somebody professional. If your father's really strict, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what does he do that's so strict?
Well, he got a disability problem. So She has, like, bipolar and schizophrenic, he said.
That's not a healthy environment for you to go into either. What about, what are the resources? Like, would your mother be willing to do any type of therapy with you or see someone?
I don't know. I think she really hates me.
Yeah. You're in a tough, you know what, Ashley? I mean, Aaliyah, you're in a tough situation that you might have to, if you're going to be living at home with your mother, I don't know, you know, this is more complex than the time allotted for a radio show. But if you're going to be living at home with your mother, you may have to bargain a little bit, thinking, well, I'm living under her roof, if she's supporting me more or less, I have to adjust to certain ways about her until I'm independent enough to leave. It doesn't sound like with either parent you're going to get your way. You're going to have problems.
Yeah, and it sounds like if you go to your father's because he has the mental illness that you're saying he has, it's going to be just as bad, if not worse.
You need some individual counseling.
Yeah.
Have you thought about individual counseling?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, you mean like with my mom and me?
No, by yourself.
I never thought about it.
You know, there are resources too. If there are financial problems that, you know, make it unaffordable for you to see somebody, there are resources. New York, I would think, has a lot of resources and public agencies that can help, and perhaps even can help you develop a plan whereby you can get out of your home, because it doesn't sound like a healthy living environment. And you're finishing school. Is there a job? Do you work?
Well, I'm supposed to be starting an internship. For Burlington.
Okay. Is that pay or is that just an internship that's no pay?
It's an internship that pays, but they pay them like $2 for showing up, and, you know, it's not minimum wage.
It's not enough to live on. So when do you anticipate you're going to be done with your schooling, the high school portion?
June,
okay.
Your problem isn't that serious. Listen, are the counselors at school counselors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, seek out a school counselor first and let them know your difficulties and your challenges and your home environment.
And what is occurring, you can tell them what you told us, because they're going to be able to qualify what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying, and guide you. And, you know, you're saying, Aaliyah, that you're, you know, it's not abuse. Well, I believe that if a counselor hears that, they're going to qualify it as a situation that is a challenge for you to live in and be able to help you accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just you need some counseling in order to have better coping skills and to know, have somebody help you out a little bit. So by seeking a school counselor, what you want to do is start a dialogue.
She dropped. I think there was some problems with the phone line.
Okay.
So if she comes back in, we will bring her on. 720 and then 909 are our next callers. 720, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, hold on just a sec, 720. Aaliyah, we're going to get back to you in just a moment and finish up with you. We see that your call dropped, but we took another call. So we're going to take 720 now, then we're going to briefly finish up with 718, and then 909 is next. And we've got about 18 minutes left to do all of that. Okay, 720, what's your name, please?
Ashley.
Another
one moment,
Ashley.
I'm walking past the loud area, sorry.
That's okay. Can you talk right into your receiver, because it's...
Okay, but my name is Ashley, sorry.
Okay, hi, Ashley. Birth date?
October 16th, 1982.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. 6, 7, 8, 18. She's 28, 10, 1. Wow, that's interesting. Wasn't our other Ashley a 28, 10, 1?
No, Sophia was.
Oh, Sophia was. Okay. I knew there was another person on the show today. What's going on?
So I guess it's kind of complicated. In the last 7 years, my life changed like pretty drastically. And it ended up being to where the father of my children went to jail. But before that, we were having complications in our relationship. But to make a long story short, after he went to jail, I was okay with, like, being alone. And so I was alone for quite a while, for about 5 years. And then I ran into someone from my past. And what's ironic is that I was like really happy to run into this individual, and we started talking and dating, but it didn't work out. But this person from my past always comes and like has this strong effect on me and my life and the way I feel. And it's kind of like I know that the reasons why he wouldn't be good for me, but I still yearn to be with him. So I guess I want some like clarity on that, as well as like, will there be love in my life? Because running into him made me kind of feel like, oh dang, I don't want to be lonely, if that makes sense.
Right. So this
Before
is a person from your past. There seems to be some controversy regarding the relationship in the past. What does this guy have any problems that you can relay to us?
I don't know. I wouldn't say he has problems. I don't know if he has problems. I know that he was from when I was younger, probably about 15, and then he was incarcerated, and then he got out. But even when, like, during the time he was in jail, which is probably quite a while, our connection before made it to where he constantly stayed on my mind. And
okay.
So it was just ironic to me that I ended up running into him the first time and avoided him. And then I ran into him the second time, and he made it, like, kind of impossible to avoid him.
Right.
And so, but... And you would have thought it would have went well between us, but it seemed like things just didn't work out. But I always run into him.
So, okay, there's a theme here because the father of your children is incarcerated, and then this person from your past is incarcerated. What the person from your past we're talking about, what did he go to jail for?
I don't know. I just know that he went at a very young age because he went for quite a while.
Like, okay, so like juvenile hall? Jail or
no? He went from like 17 until he did about 15 years. So
15 years, and so okay. Because I had asked, does he have problems? And you said, oh no, not really. And then you said he was incarcerated. Now
we know
because
it's just so culturally normal for me to know people that are in jail.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I mean, but you know. I'm not sure if this is the healthiest person to get involved with, especially because it's a past relationship.
Yeah, and I kind of know that, but I still have strong feelings, and we always connect in some way. Like, this is somebody I can't get off my mind, even though I know I should.
Understand.
It's ironic how we always connect.
Well, yeah, and if you're tied karmically to somebody, then there can be a very, very strong gravitational pull to that person. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's the ideal person. What's his birth date?
His is June 23rd.
And do you know the year? He's got an 11.
81
and a 10. So he's a 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 21. And 90 is a 30 equals 3. And you're a 28, 10, 1. Gosh, we had another 30 equals 3. I mean, you two are definitely connected, but as far as guiding, are you still in connection with the father of your children in terms of maybe having a relationship once he's released from prison?
I guess it's complicated there because it would be a miracle for him to be released, but because we had a relationship before, it's like something that we have children together, so it's like I have a tie there. And
what's he
incarcerated for? It was a violent crime, but he was a conspirator on the crime. So he was with some people that did some, that tried to rob a guy.
Uh-huh.
And so he ended up being convicted as well, but because of his past, it caused for him to get a significant amount of time.
Okay.
I have one little psychic question to ask. The other fellow, not the father of your children, but the other guy that's born in June 23rd, does he smoke regular cigarettes? Is he a heavy smoker?
No, he smokes marijuana, though.
Who smokes? Do you do?
No, he does. He doesn't smoke.
He smokes marijuana.
He smokes a lot of, then he smokes a lot of marijuana pot.
That's coming through.
Okay, I just want to know. You know, the thing about your problem, Ashley, is that you came into the world connected to drama. there's lots of drama going on with you, and the men that you are connected to karmically have a lot of drama around them. And so it's compelling to a part of your inner being to be connected to drama. There's something exciting about it. Even though it may not be really healthy, your instincts go there, to go to drama. And so what this is a deeper attitude about changing your energy, because right now there's probably a reason why you need men with drama. There's something about the core of your own past life criminology that maybe, you know, in a past life you were a little bit of Bonnie and Clyde. You love the drama and you love the excitement. I think in this lifetime you still have a certain attachment to it. So you have these souls that came into the world with you that are still really deep into crime, and you're sort of still attracted to it. So there's got to be a different kind of dialogue you need, probably with, I would suggest, you may not like this idea, but maybe a therapist, a female therapist, that will help guide you to a better sense of well-being as a woman, so that you don't have to feel this need for attraction with men that have kind of violent and criminal and just active energy in that emotional department. Right now you may not think that's the cure, but I'm saying in your higher being that's what's going to be outstanding for you. Where you are right now, you're going to be attracted to it. You still have an attraction for it, and that's why you're drawn to these people. And plus the past life connection you have with them is very, very deep. But we're suggesting a female therapist of some sort, perhaps, that might start the ball rolling.
Yeah, because it's ironic, because I'm such an introvert. Like, everything in my life is going really well. I'm actually a counselor. And so I know that it's like, I know that that shouldn't be there. You know, I know better, but it's still there.
Yeah, you see? And that's probably why you're a counselor, because that's your higher self coming back to the planet, working on a higher level. So
but there's
you can
this dichotomy.
If you can get out of your space for a minute and really hear what we're suggesting, you might say, you know what, maybe there's some sense in that, because obviously there's a dichotomy, a contradiction going on in my energy field.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's crazy. I had looked up at one point in time charismatic energies. Could that be possible? Could that be why you always run into someone?
What did she say? I didn't hear the descriptive word. What was it?
Like being connected to someone in your past life and having some unresolved issues there.
Yeah.
Well, it's common. You know what, Ashley, that is common. I mean, we're here to resolve karma. So often, I mean, frequently, most of the time, you know, every person is running into people from their past lives or involved with their past lives. It's actually very common to be involved with past life people. But what one wants and should strive for is a relationship that is transcendent. Now, you can have karma with the person that's a transcendent relationship. It doesn't mean you don't have karma with that person. But being able to get past that karmic energy and move into something higher with another individual is the most ideal situation, and resolving the karma with that person. Sometimes being in a relationship is not how to resolve the karma. Sometimes walking away from the karma and releasing it is the way to resolve it. So it's really based on the individual karma between, you know, individual karma and then the karma you have with that person. So it would take a deeper analysis to really get into that, you know, to get into that conversation.
That's going to move you forward if you can get into a deeper understanding of what's real and then what's healthy. We're not saying all of this isn't real. It's all very real. But what's going to be the healthiest route? And a little bit of therapy.
Yeah, and Ashley, we have to move on to the other callers, but connect with us on Facebook, follow us here, and you're always welcome to call again or call after the show, 562-596-7818.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good to talk to you. Okay, 718 is Aaliyah, and then we have 909. We just wanted to finish with you, Aaliyah, because are you on? Can you hear us, Aaliyah?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we were just finishing up. So was there something you wanted to ask really quick before we kind of closed? I know you got disconnected at the very end. I think the suggestion was finding a counselor in your school that can help to guide you on your options in terms of what you can do to maybe start to make a move outside of the environment you're living in or make a plan.
I just feel like I need to, like, finish school first.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Yeah.
Finish school?
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
We're not saying get out now.
No,
that's
see a school's counselor while you're in school. Talk to somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And I think that they can help you possibly, or at least if the school counselor can't help you, they might be able to refer you to some type of agency that gives public assistance and refer you to someone that can help you with the tools that you need to go forward while you're still living in your parents' home or your mother's home.
That's right. It's just coping skills. You're just seeking coping skills by being honest and expressing what your situation is.
Getting through that.
It's not a hard problem. You're going to be fine. You just need to do that, though.
And you can keep in touch with us, Aaliyah. We're here for you. Connect with us on Facebook. We were telling Ashley to do so. All of our listeners, of course, we love to have them do that. And, you know, you can keep connecting with our show.
And then just have that dream about being a producer. No one's going to hurt you. You're not. No one's going to destroy that. You hold on to that. Just get some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call us, get in touch with the school counselor as soon as possible, and call us on our next show or the show next week. We're on air Wednesdays and Fridays, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Take care. You're welcome. Okay, our last caller, 909. Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm in Los Angeles. My birth date is 1/17/1943.
Oh, great. Thank you for having that already. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y?
No, it's a G for Genevieve, so G-E-N-N-Y.
Oh. You know, I didn't hear you say Jenny, but I started to say G-E-N-N-Y and corrected myself, so that's funny. Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay, the situation is that I'm going to be replacing a former trustee on a trust by a court order. The other trustee is being removed, and it's going to be a real rough situation. A friend of my deceased brother-in-law is suing the trust. First, it was $80,000. Now he's suing for $120,000. Yes. I'm sure our attorney is going to be asking for proof, but I was just wondering what you felt. Is he being truthful? Is he close? Is he way off? Will we find out the truth?
Will you find out the truth about the trust, and this person is trying to challenge it and sue, and his lawsuit is directed at an $80,000, which may go up to $120,000. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, he's already increased it to $120,000. I have a personal note that my brother-in-law signed that he owed this gentleman, Kurt, $80,000, and it's a personal loan. But now he wants the trust to pay the personal loan. Oh, he's increased it to $120,000.
Well,
so I know the attorney will ask for proof, because that's their job. But how do you feel? Is he being truthful? Is it gross exaggeration? Will we find out the truth?
Well, Jenny, I mean, this is a legal matter, and we're just psychics. This is our opinion. So we can't discuss legalities, but if you're asking, hey, just for fun, what's your psychic opinion? We hold that it's going to be the $80,000. That there's the approach to him changing it is due to his own this person's anger, whatever. I you know, there may be some vague dialogue going on, but suddenly from 80 to 120, I don't get that. It will probably stand at the 80,000 mark. I am seeing something aside from that that's close to 500,000. I don't know what that's about yet. Does that figure float around anywhere in the atmosphere?
Well, there is a house in Monterey Park that's worth about 600,000, but my ex-brother-in-law only owned half. My ex-sister-in-law owns the other half. So So part of that will be part his estate. I
so
don't know any other debts.
So that's $500,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think you know, your voice, you have a commanding voice. Have you been on radio, TV, speaking, anything?
No, I haven't.
Well, you have an interesting kind of commentator's voice.
Yes, she
it's
does.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
But what did you do anything for, what did you do for a living?
I'm in real estate. I've been in it for 35 years.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Which is equivalent to her master number 8.
You have a great, you have a great speaking voice. You could do seminars, but.
Thank you. But you know, going back, Neil, too, you said $500,000. That's not just the roughest part of this trust. My ex-brother-in-law also was part owner in 2 businesses, and one of the businesses, his nephew took it over, and I have proof of embezzlement. And the attorney was going to sue the other partner and sue the previous trustee who made such a mess of everything for 5 years. So maybe that's part of the suit that the attorney's going to be conducting against the trustee and against the partner in my brother-in-law's business.
Like I said, there's legalities here that radio reading
can't
accommodate.
Address.
But you know, it's going to be about a year in process, perhaps. But you know, I think you'll be okay with the results, and I don't think that this overwhelming, all this drama going on that is just a lot of noise. It's going to clear up.
Oh, good. As long as the truth comes out, if the estate has to pay that gentleman, as long as it's the truth.
Oh yeah, the truth. Oh yeah, I think the truth. The truth is going to favor more the reality of it is not that all these exaggerated figures are going to be applied. No, that's not where the truth is.
Okay, Jenny. Sorry, that it was a short.
That's quite all right. I know you're short on time.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your input.
We wish you luck, and you can keep in touch with us. Let it know how it progresses, or you can investigate further, 562-596-7818. And we are back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.